Well, I think our team is in a good place right now. A month ago, I don't think I could have told you we expected to be in the tournament unless we really turned things around, and it looks like we did. So we're here because we won a conference playoff title and got an automatic bid. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Questions for anybody?
Greg, can you talk about the progress that Summers has right now, and will he be in the lineup tomorrow?
Summers has been out the last 2 weeks, and he's close to playing, so we'll decide tomorrow morning. But I'm probably 60-40 that he'll play tomorrow. Well, I think the whole team has stepped up, and not just in his absence, but in Hogan's absence as well, and in the sense of urgency that surrounds our team. And we've had our forwards are doing a better job helping the D, and the D have done a better job helping the goalie and so on. So I think it's a good team effort right now. And if Summers plays, he should fit in, and like he never missed a beat, and we should be, it's the same with a little more experience in the lineup. Probably.
What concerns you most about the Windy City?
Well, they've had a great season. They had a great run last year to get to the Frozen Four. They know what it takes. They've got the experience. And in the games I've watched, they're one of the quickest teams I've seen. So they're a legitimate not just tournament team, but a contending type team that they could knock teams off. They knocked the number one team off in our league last year and made it look easy. So that concerns me.
Coach, as many times as you've been to this level in your career, does making the tournament ever get old?
I think the bar has been set at Michigan a long time ago that we expected to make the tournament, but this is one of those years where, like at Christmas time a year ago, I could have told you our team's probably going to make the tournament. We're in the top four or five teams in the country. This year it was not the case. I mean, this team has had to battle. I think everyone in our locker room appreciates being in the tournament this year. Now we have to take advantage of that. But this has been a different year for sure.
Well, I think, as Coach said, we, if you had asked us around Christmas if we were going to be here, we would have kind of been like, maybe. But, how we battled as a team, how we went through adversity and we came back and we made that run in the playoffs, we came together as a team. We set one goal, and that was to win the CCHA championship and get a tournament berth. And that's what we did, and, we're looking forward to tomorrow night.
Questions?
Steve, if you had to describe Coach Barrett in one sentence or one word, how would you do it?
He's the best coach I've ever played for. He knows how to prepare guys for every game. He knows how to treat his players, and he knows how to get the best out of everyone. And that's what he's done this year. He's got the best out of us, and I think we're playing our best hockey right now.
And I'm the oldest coach he's ever had.
And the best skater.
Before rice time for you. Coach, I was just wondering, how do you keep your guys, or how do the guys keep themselves focused, their eye on the ball, and not trying to look beyond an experienced Bemidji team onto the,
Well, we'll see about that. Yeah, we'll see tomorrow night. We've been a one-game-at-a-time team, and that's how we got here. And it seems like every weekend we're playing somewhere to get somewhere else. And everyone's here to get somewhere else. But in the meantime, it's your next game that's the most important game. And the one thing about Bemidji State is they may have surprised some teams last year. I mean, if they beat us tomorrow, it won't be a surprise. and so on. But last year it was a surprise that they beat Notre Dame, and then they beat Cornell, and so on. So I don't think anyone here is going to surprise anyone. But in the meantime, we know how good they are, and we know how good we have to play if we're going to move on, even to play another game. We've been literally playing like it's our last game of the season for the last 2 weeks.
Questions? One more. With your new goaltender, do you have visions of like a Jeff Ward kind of win the way Michigan State did a few years ago in St. Louis against BC? Does the team kind of, are they rallying around a goaltender who's just happens to be come in a situation that's a tough situation, never played, you know, what kind of confidence builder how do you react or talk to your players about that?
Well, I think it's been Sean Hunwick is the goalie, and he's answered all the questions by the way he's played and by the way he's practiced in the last month. So he's a kid that was never in the plans to start a game. But when our number one goalie went down, he stepped in, and I think he's made believers out of everyone. So if I'm a player on this team, I'm pretty excited about playing in front of Sean.
So he's the confidence builder.
No question.
Helped you.
Yeah, he's been part of it, definitely. Yeah, if you don't get goalkeeping this time of year, you don't win. Well, we need all our lines to be able to score on a given night, and you never know if the puck's going to come on your stick at the right time in the right place. But I think our lines have got some confidence, they've got some momentum, and you know, there's a sense of urgency that goes with that. But I like our line. I think they match up pretty well against anybody. But we know the guys they're playing against are just as good. You know, the Bemidji State's got a line with 50 goals on it. Well, we can't put a line together like that. So we have to respect the opponents. We like our team. We're in a good place, and we have to play well. But, you know, we'll see what happens when the puck drops.
Thank you.